We'll call the meeting to order. Representative Mole, you read the minutes thoroughly.
Yes, he did.
Of course I did. I read them over Paul Gazelka's shoulder.
And
do we approve them?
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Welcome. Representative Gazelka, are you ready? Representative Gazelka moves House File 1002 to pass and send to the Commerce Committee.
Yes, I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Paul Gazelka for 100 years from now. I like Gunther. Well, there's a variety of catalysts for this legislation or this bill. And one of them being one of the brochures that we got, and we've had different people come from Explore Minnesota and other places that have basically said that for every dollar we spend on tourism, we should expect to get at least $4.60 back from taxes. And as I see it, we get it back the same year that we invest the money. Being a business person, I believe in advertisement. I know that advertisement works. And there's no reason it shouldn't work here. It benefits the businesses, but it also benefits the state as well. And so the way this legislation is crafted, there's participation. I realize it's maybe higher than what it has been in the past, but I want to start somewhere and really feel the impact of what we can do to help tourism as an industry in our state. And so we have a variety of speakers that really are the experts that I hope to speak to this, but that's why I agreed to offer this and hope to make a difference for tourism.
Representative Gazelka, I don't have a sense you're in front of a real tough committee today, but we're still going to work you hard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Carlson, would you like to go first since your name's up here first?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members, for your tape. My name is Joel Carlson. I have a legal research and government affairs business here in St. Paul, and I'm here on behalf of the Congress of Minnesota Resorts, a trade association made up principally of small, family-owned resort businesses in Minnesota, and we appreciate the time this committee has given to tourism and resorting issues and appreciate the work of Representative Gazelka to bring this bill forward to you. The Congress was active in promoting the creation of the Explore Minnesota Tourism Board and Council. The bill had passed last year that Representative Davids brought to this legislature, and we are fortunate to have a president of the CMR serve on that Explore Minnesota Board. And when that board was created, we had a meeting with a number of tourism officials, including Mr. Hedman and a number of others, to talk about how we can best use our tourism promotion dollars. And an outgrowth of that, I think, is before you today in House File 10001. And the idea here is that through a partnership with private business, we think that we can get more mileage out of our tourism promotion dollars. And I have to tell you, for small businesses, whether it's resorters or others that benefit from the tourism economy, the work of that board and the tourism promotion that Explore Minnesota does is just critical. I go to the CMR conferences, and they debate whether or not they get more revenue out of using the old Ms. Pac-Man machines or if they rent a new pinball machine and put it in their bait shop. I mean, we're talking about small businesses here that don't have the ability to do the kind of promotion, professional promotion, that they're able to access through this fund and through Explore Minnesota Tourism. So we appreciate all of your efforts. Representative Gazelka, thank you for bringing this forward. We're committed to helping you pass this along the way. And if you have any questions, Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to answer them.
Representative Siller?
Mr. Chair and Mr. Carlson. I just had one question, actually maybe it's for Representative Gazelka, but you had mentioned that there was a little bit more in this bill, you know, the appropriation from last time. Do you know what it was for the previous biennium?
Representative Gazelka.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to leave that to you. I think you know the answer.
Representative Saylor, I believe it was, I'm looking here, $8,626,000 was projected for 06-07, but the governor, you know, the governor's real sharp, great guy. He just made a small mistake, carried the wrong number, and he's come out with $7,626,000. So in our infinite wisdom here in the legislature, we're going to change that number to $14,500,000. I'm sure that's what the governor meant, and that's what we're working on today.
Thank you. I was just curious as to what was before.
And in this bipartisan effort to help the governor. Representative Zelka.
Mr. Chair, if I may comment on that, too, is because I see the dollars coming back in the year that we invest the money, even though it's virtually impossible to measure that specifically, the data that we've seen that generates that money, certainly spending more, we're going to get more back to the state as well.
Mr. Cross.
Mr. Chairman and members, just so you know, one of the things that we think is unique about the bill that's before you is that the $6 million match money is what's new. And that is what we think in talking with others in the industry, that we're able to do a job by matching that money with private in-kind and cash donations, and that's an important part of what's before you today.
But Mr. Carlson, it's good to note that if we don't raise the private funds, we don't get the public dollars, that portion of it.
Mr. Chairman, that's absolutely correct, and I know that Explore Minnesota can speak for themselves, but I think they're committed to raising that money, and I know industry is committed to helping out with it.
Representative Moll?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Carlson and Representative Gazelka, and you know that I support this, and I think it's what we need to do. It's obvious. You're gonna reach a less supportive committee eventually, and you and I have talked about this before. I would think it would be helpful, whatever research that we can get to show that this money invested will return this many tax dollars. I mean, as tightly as we can make that case, I think that would be really helpful. And this is a question to Mr. Carlson. You said that the industry is committed to providing that match. Any testimonials that you could bring to that effect, letters and such, that we can say, hey, this is money that we have a public match that's on the table virtually, and will also generate this many tax dollars in the same year that we make this investment.
Mr. Chair, Representative Moe, if I can speak to that, too, I agree with you. I think that's wise, and so if none of the testifiers today have that, by the time we get the jobs and that economic opportunity, we should have that.
Representative Gazelka, I'm sure you know that the Commerce Committee will probably pass this on the way we give it to them, and it's the chairman of that committee, the jobs committee, that we have to deal with, and even though he's an older gentleman that sometimes gets a little grouchy, I'm sure he'll work with us. Thank you. Would you like to add, Mr. Carlson?
Well, Mr. Chairman, one last thing, since I've got you here, and beyond, of course, Go Moorhead, they're playing at 2:00, and so I appreciate it. I hope we're going to be done here by then.
Mr. Carlson, we were going to subpoena you for 2:30, but we might let you go.
I have subpoena power.
Hopefully the Spuds can break their streak of second place finishes.
We hope they don't get mashed. You heard it again.
There's an editorial, Mr. Chairman. There's an editorial in the Minneapolis Tribune today that promoted a summer jobs program for teens. And I wanted to bring your attention to that editorial in the paper and contrast that with an editorial that appeared in the newspaper on the 3rd of February. We were before you on the 8th of, or excuse, I believe the 9th of February to talk about the post-Labor Day school start time. And the Star Tribune felt that that was editorialized against having a post-Labor Day school start time and that it just wasn't needed. And today they editorialized about the importance of businesses providing summer jobs for teens. And one of the issues that we've been talking to you about is the difficult problems that the small resorting industry has and other industries, whether it's the state fair or others, over summer employment, where they're hesitant to hire teens who need the experience, who want the jobs, when they lose them the last 3 weeks of August. And so I find an inconsistency there that maybe we can somehow spin to our advantage on the post-Labor Day school start time, because we want to provide those jobs and we think it's important. My first job was, I was the weekend garbage boy at the Viking Bay Resort, and that was a great opportunity to learn, and we want to provide those jobs, but with the calendar the way it is, it's difficult to do that. As you deliberate that issue further during the session, I'd like to call your attention to that, because we're trying to do just what the Tribune asked us to do.
Mr. Carlson, I'm glad that you brought up the Tribune. We all know they're fair and balanced, but I think sometimes they get into the political arena too, and I think what they've done here is they've supported keeping kids in school during the summer before they supported having kids free during the summer to work. So they're kind of taking a political stance that others have taken in the past. They're for it before they're against it. Thank you, Mr. Carlson.
But we don't want to be partisan.
Not a bit.
My dear friend and mentor Dave Bishop told me frequently that consistency is the hobgoblin of a simple mind. And I see an inconsistency here that maybe we can use to our advantage.
Mr. Carlson, a quick question. The article that you're talking about in about education from the Star Tribune, do you have a copy of that? Because I'd like to write an editorial on that myself. Thanks.
Representative Saylor?
Summer jobs, giving teens a better chance.
Perfect. Mr. Chair and Mr. Carlson, I believe. I was just wondering, are there any other plans within this amount to be I'm just wondering, how are we going to assure that the very small resorts are, getting kind of their share of this, and it's not just going to large resorts? Presumably that's all figured out with LCMR, or not LCMR, but Congress and Minnesota Resorts. But I'm just curious about that.
Mr. Carlson, I'm going to help you a little bit with this one.
Sure.
Representative Saylor and Moll, well, all of us, if we don't watch how they treat our small mom-and-pop resorts, we will be looking for a new job in 2 years. So we have to be ever so vigilant to make sure that people in rural Minnesota get a benefit from this money that we're putting into Explore Minnesota.
I was just wondering if there were any provisions for that.
Mr. Carlson.
And Mr. Chairman and Representative Saylor, we think, I'd like to just tell you a couple things. We're really honored that we have, that small resorters have representation on the EMT board that's going to help control this, their advertising program and revenue. We have someone sitting at the table. In fact, we have more than one person sitting at the table on that board. And we appreciate, the appointments that the governor made and that we're encouraged by staff to be on that board. I can tell you that when you look at the tourism promotion that they do, it is very geared towards the resorting experience and utilizing our outdoor natural resources. So we don't feel like we get left out in the cold in that regard at all. And it's partly what we have to promote, and we think they do an excellent job promoting the use of our outdoor resources in their tourism promotion. And we hope that continues. We don't see very many ads coming out of Explore Minnesota that encourage you to go to a the mall or a casino. I mean, they talk about the outdoor experience frequently, and we appreciate that very much.
Just to clarify, you know, I didn't think that it was they were sending them to the mall, but I meant just within the resort industry to make sure that those small ones that have the most trouble, you know, deciding between the pinball machine or whatever, sure, are really getting the help because they need it the most.
Mr. Chairman and members, this office publishes a guide that all resorts have an opportunity to be in, and we appreciate that, and we have access to that. We've been able, through our work with Explore Minnesota, to develop a website that people can access resorts through. And so all of those efforts are going on, and we're very appreciative of them.
Thank you, Mr. Carlson. Marine Scalin? Scalin. Sorry. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chair, members of the committee. My name is Maureen Scallon, and I am the Director of Governmental Relations for the Greater Minneapolis Convention and Visitors Association. I'm here today on behalf of our organization and our CEO, Greg Ortel, who was here a couple weeks ago giving an overview on the larger CVBs and how it impacts tourism. And he does send his regrets today that he cannot be here to testify in his own words of support for House File 1002. But we are very, very supportive of this bill. And I think there are three or four points we would like to make to the committee today. One is that you have heard over the last month several presentations from the tourism industry. The statistics, the numbers are very compelling and very real. Getting those numbers out in front of the legislature, I think, is extremely important because the tourism industry is one of the few revenue-generating sources for the state of Minnesota. It is what the legislature puts into to get a return on investment. The numbers have been put out where for every dollar spent, $4.60 is returned in sales tax revenue. With this bill and the additional funding of $6 million, just imagine the return on investment that would be brought back to the state. I think the other thing that really has not been real visible to the legislature is because of what tourism generates in regards to the sales tax revenue is how that money can go and be reinvested into other areas such as transportation, education, and the environment. We do help these other industries that are very important to the state and are being very, you know, on the front burner at the legislature today. I'm going back to the return on investment. And I think the state really needs to look at it with a different pair of glasses, if you will, that for every dollar that the state's going to reinvest, the return, which the numbers are there for you, is smart business. And I think the legislature, in its wise wisdom, recognized that a year ago when the legislature separated out the Office of Tourism and established Explore Minnesota Tourism. It's a smart business practice to reinvest into a revenue generator that brings a high return back to the state. Two other areas that we would like to see, and maybe this might address Representative Saylor's concern in regards to the smaller resorts. We represent, we are a Convention and Visitors Bureau, and it is our mission to promote and market our communities. And one way we can do that is through various programs that Explore Minnesota Tourism offers, specifically the grants program. And over the course of the years, due to the cuts that the office has had to deal with, And I must say for the record, I am very, very impressed. We as an industry are very impressed how Mr. Edmonds and his staff have been able to really maximize what they have received, considering year after year, cut after cut. They have really maximized the dollars they've received. But one of the areas that has been cut has been the grants program. The grants program is still there, but it is in a different form. And with that new form is that the local community who would apply for the grants has to have a higher level of a match. And I think that has become cost prohibitive for some of these, not so much Minneapolis or St. Paul or some of the metro area CVBs, but more so for the smaller communities, that it just does not make sense to go after grants if they have to come up with more money. They can't get a big as bang for their buck as they would if they would have had to put a lower amount or come up with a lower local match. So we would like to see EMT go back and look at the grants program and see how we can restructure that to give, more importantly, I think, the smaller communities more opportunity to get out in front. The second area would be the presence in the travel and the trade industry. Explore Minnesota Tourism is our leader for the industry, and EMT should have their flag flown very visible and very predominantly in this arena. There are various trade shows. For instance, one is called Powwow. In this trade meeting or trade association is where the international market comes in, and they're looking at various places where to bring their business to. And Explore Minnesota Tourism and Mr. Edmonds has done a good job considering the cuts and reducing their presence at these particular trade shows. But they need to bring that flag up higher. Industry is very, very supportive. Very, very supportive of this organization. And the concern or the issue of the dollar-for-dollar match be a possibility. And from the CVB perspective, we believe absolutely that will not be an issue. The industry has always backed Explore Minnesota Tourism or the Office of Tourism, and we will continue to be there. But again, the additional funding plays a very critical role. Sales and marketing is a very important component, the most important component in a sales and marketing organization. And that's what this entity is. And with the additional funding, they will be able to have a better, stronger presence out within our industry. They will be able to maximize and get better exposure for print, TV, and radio. One of the frustrating things that we see, or I've seen, as I drive over to the Capitol from Minneapolis, there is a period of time where there is a big billboard sign, you know, promoting the Wisconsin Dells. Bring your family to the Wisconsin Dells. And, you know, I've been to the Dells, and it's a great place, but there are so many other places within the state of Minnesota that, you know, I bring my family to. I want to keep my money within the state whenever I can. And it is frustrating to see our neighboring states who have a much higher budget come in and capitalize on us. It just kind of gnaws as I see that sign traveling back and forth from Minneapolis to the Capitol. Again, the additional funding, I think, is really critical for the next biennium for Explore Minnesota Tourism. The legislature did do right by taking the first steps, by putting them out in front. Now I think it is the next step of the state legislature to reinvest and put some more money into this industry and see what the return can be, so that the legislature in future years will have some additional funding resources to put into those critical areas such as education, transportation, and the environment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Representative Yarros.
I'm sorry I'm late, but where are you stealing the money from? We have a budget. I think it's a good idea. I'm asking Representative Gazelka. I think it's a good idea, but this biennium, like we, in order to fund, so increase funding, we have to steal from somebody else. I don't know, maybe you're not doing it. Maybe you're learning quicker than I. But it's a good idea. I remember when we doubled the tourism budget and it was so effective back in the 70s or was it 80s, I don't remember.
Representative Zelka.
Mr. Chair, Representative Yarros, I appreciate your concern. We talked about in the beginning the return of $4.6 back to the state in sales tax pretty much that year. And at the very minimum, we could discuss the fact that we had a $700 million shortfall and the governor's plan to make that, and now we're at just over $400 million. So there's definitely some dollars in there that we could talk about using. So.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, 2 years ago I had a bill that, you know, in the tax committee that, you know, to expand our sales tax and correct the income tax cuts to, you know, that we made in 99 and 2000. And one of the things that I would tax is advertising. Just look how much money we've, you know, why not, you know, if we're going, and then we could use that for advertising of tourism and other things, you know. Just think how much advertising there is, and the stuff that we get in our offices that's not, you know, advertising and promotion, and at our homes, it would be a good tax. Or we shouldn't call it a fee. Maybe we should charge them fees.
Representative Yarros, if you want to draw up a bill to charge a fee to newspapers and trial attorneys, I'm with you.
Just for their advertising, correct?
Yes. Those are the only people we have on our list, but I'm sure there are a few more people might want to make a comment or two on the bill.
Just a quick comment for Ms. Scallon. There's many of us who are very upset with the advertisements for Wisconsin Dells and other people. We represent tourism areas mostly, and we would definitely like to keep those people home.
Please identify yourself to the tape and then proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Rob Bunce, Bluefin Bay on Lake Superior. I'm here today. I'm on the board of the Minnesota Hotel Association, and I'm here today also at the behest of the Explore Minnesota Tourism Council, on which I also serve. I want to start off by thanking Elizabeth Long. I want to tell you, you've got a great gal with her. She did a wonderful job at crafting the wording on this bill, and she was very responsive, and I think she's just... I just want to sing her praises before I get started here. I also want to thank Representative Gazelka and Representative Howes for starting this bill on the process here. I think it takes a lot of courage, I believe, to say things the way that they are, even though they're different from how a lot of people want to hear them. And by that I mean that every dollar invested in Explore Minnesota Tourism does return $4.60 in tax revenue. And I've had a couple of legislators say, well, Rob, we just don't count that way around here. Well, that's kind of ridiculous, isn't it? We better start counting in ways that really make a difference for the taxpayers and the people of Minnesota. And this does make a difference for that. I did a calculation just the other day that we do pass this, if this bill does get passed, that it will bring into the state somewhere between $80 and $100 million net tax revenue. So the tax revenue that's generated minus the $14.5 million the state puts in there. It's a pretty amazing number, isn't it? I know for my business, if I had an opportunity to spend a dollar and get $4.60 back on my bottom line, I would beg, borrow, and steal every dollar I could to do that. And I think the state should look at it this way. As Representative Gazelka said, this is stuff that this return happens in the year that you do it. You know, in our business, we advertise in the spring for summer. We advertise in the summer for winter. You're going to get this money back right away. So if anybody's saying, well, where are we going to get the money? With all due respect, we're going to generate the money that this bill seems to be taking away. In fact, I look at this as a revenue bill, not a spending bill. And I think everyone in the state of Minnesota, if they understood that, would understand and support you folks passing this for their benefit. a couple of other things I want to say. Representative Simpson is on the Explore Minnesota Tourism Council as well. And we're a newly formed organization, as you know, from the legislation of last session. And we are appointed by the governor. And our body passed a resolution the other day in support of this bill, which is a bit more than what the governor has suggested. But we had quite a long discussion as we were considering the resolution was on the floor, and came to the conclusion, I think thanks much to some of the inspirational words by Representative Simpson, that the governor appointed us to really tell him what we think and not simply to do what he might think at the time. And so the industry knows the return on investment, and we would be remiss not to promote a bill such as this. And so the bill, the resolution passed in Explore Minnesota Tourism Council, and they asked me to come here and speak today in that regard too. And Sailor, I wanted to bring up from your comments that this bill, as it's presently crafted, would bring us up to the level of South Dakota. And I think about that. We don't even have a budget that is equal to South Dakota right now. They are not, as Maureen Scanlon would say, an international presence. We are. We're an international destination. Explore Minnesota Tourism needs a lot more money to be able to be representative in that international arena as well as other arenas. We thought that the bill was going to bring us up to Wisconsin, but then the Wisconsin governor, which I'm sure you've seen, proposed a $3.5 million increase in their budget. So if they pass that, we'll still be behind them, but we're still going to do a good job, and I think that Explore Minnesota Tourism does a tremendous job with the resources that it has. In regard to accounting or counting and understanding the return on investment, Explore Minnesota Tourism actually surveys people that surveys people that call in for information. They do follow up surveys. They ask them the folks, did they come to Minnesota? Did they stay here at a resort? How long were they here? What money did they spend? Would they have come here had they not had the advertising? Did they come here as a result of the advertising or of a session on the internet? And from all of that, that's where you get $4.60. It's a real number that's not just pulled out of a hat by somebody. It actually comes from surveys of individuals that come to Minnesota and are here as our guests. I think that's all I have to say, and I thank you again for bringing this bill forward.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, yeah, thank you for coming again. The great place up there.
Thank you.
Thank you for all you're doing, not only for your area, but the state. I'm an old liberal. I'm not against spending, but I'm old-fashioned liberal, just like old-fashioned, because we believe in fiscal responsibility. Well, anyway, tax and spend, not borrow and spend. But anyway, tourism is one of my hobbies. You know, I used to do it not for business, but, you know, I did it for a hobby. I brought people here and took them overseas. But I remember, I guess it was the arts funding that we doubled in 97 when I chaired the Economic Development and Tourism Committee. Governor Carlson proposed it and we did it. I think tourism was substantially increased. I believe it was 77 when Rudy Perpich.
Yes.
Okay, 77, 78. And it was really something. I remember before that, Duluth Area Lift Bridge, internationally known, one of two. It's got the 100th anniversary this year. And France and Duluth are the only ones that have Area Lift Bridge. We had about 1 million visitors to that spot per year, and shortly after that, it doubled, you know, 2 million. And I think it's 3.5 now. So I'm all for investment in, you know, and in tourism, of course, it comes back. I agree with it. I was just wondering, and sorry I was late, because we don't have money or a hole, and then in order to appropriate any new money, we have to take it from somebody else or steal it from anybody. And that's been a practice since 2003, unfortunately. So we just, you know, so I'm glad that this is, you know, I'm sorry I didn't have a chance to look at it. So, well, I'm all for it, you know.
I was just, in response, I'd just like to say that I was thinking the other night that, because I don't know how exactly you count, and so, and we really leave it to you.
You're not alone
with those things, but you know, I wouldn't, if I were sitting in your place, I wouldn't be opposed to saying, well, let's designate a percentage of Explore Minnesota dollars for a particular program. Let's say it's education. Let's say, let's take $14 million. We're going to take it from education right now. We're going to take that $14 million and we're going to return them back $20. Yeah. Would you agree to do that? Would education agree to do that? I bet they would. So in essence, really, that's what you could do here. You could take it from any program and say, not only will we give you that $14.5 million that we're taking from you, we're going to give you back.
Well, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Chairman, if we could do it in the spring and give it back to them by September, I don't know if they could wait for a year because they would have to lay off.
Indeed, I think we can.
Okay.
Because if we advertise in the spring, we're advertising for summer business and fall business. So I truly believe that where cash flow is concerned for the Department of Revenue, that is truly a doable thing. I'm glad I got so many business people on this committee. It makes it a lot easier.
Thank you, Mr. Representative Saylor.
Mr. Chair, I just wondered, would the after Labor Day start then kind of tie in with that potential loan education system?
Well, clearly, I would say if you take 3 weeks out of the summer season, it will reduce the possible return on investment. I do believe that's true.
Representative Saylor, maybe we could craft this in a way that we get a few more dollars for tourism, and we know we generate money, and then those schools that start after Labor Day will get another $20 per pupil.
This is a brilliant idea.
Mr. Chair, seriously, I really do have concerns that, you know, that there's a guarantee. I mean, you can't guarantee anything. But, you know, it seems to make very good sense, you know, talking about investing, you know, basically we're giving a loan to Explore Minnesota for a better return, and that would be excellent. Makes great sense, and it would be a revenue. But I'm sure that the education folks, and all of us, you know, that are looking at all of our other committees that we serve on as well, you know, it is, you know, more money, and when everybody is short, we just want to be sure that we could guarantee that it would come back, because it sounds great, and I'm certainly all for, you know, tourism in all of Minnesota, and I think it would be great if we could get this appropriated, and if it did indeed follow through as projected. But I just have those concerns because I feel that, you know, there are many other aspects of state budget that we all have to be concerned about.
Representative Zilka.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Representative Saylor, I agree. And one thing that excites me about this is when you have that extra $6 million and it has to be matched to be paid, we're actually talking about $12 million extra dollars being spent. And, you know, I'm an entrepreneur by temperament, Representative Yaros, and so sometimes I realize that it takes money to make money, and you have to first take that first step to really get a return. And so that's why I'm willing to push this.
Chair,
Representative Moore.
In a way, I agree with Representative Saylor, though. I mean, we have to have the courage to appropriate money for important investments. There's a slippery slope if we go down the road and say that these are investments that we're going to reap tax benefits from this year. And many of you know about the Art Rolnick study, where we've shown that every dollar we spend on early childhood education is going to net us $12 down the line. And but that's 20-year investment at least. So we can't count on those tax dollars in balancing the budget this year either. It's an important proposal, but we need to argue for it on its own merit and just be honest about the appropriations necessary for it.
Representative Gazelka.
Mr. Chair, Representative Moe, I agree with that too. Just knowing that we should be able to measure this next year. We should be able to measure a change the following year. You know, so maybe we can't, you know, immediately confirm it, but we should be able to see it within a year or so.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Would anyone else like to testify for or against this bill? Seeing no one, then Representative Gazelkin renews his motion that House File 1002 be recommended to pass and sent to the Committee on Commerce and Financial Institutions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you very much. Good job, Representative Gazelka. And you did the minutes, right? We don't have any tourism committee meetings scheduled at this time. I think it will be to be announced at some point in the future.
Yes, and
but we will get together. Out. We have tax issues that we need to talk about probably maybe as a group informally before we get to tax meeting. But thank you very much. With that, meeting's adjourned.